Good day. This is Unsung Heroes. Your presenter is Kantiji Kamara. Today I'll be discussing and giving a short biographical information on Dr. Ernest Everett Just. Now, this mostly unknown scientist who has been described as the best investigator in the field of biology that his people produced. He was considered very handsome, very scholarly. He had a gentle and dignified demeanor, as well as being very sensitive. Dr. Just was born on August 14, 1883, in Charleston, South Carolina, the third of five children born to Charles Frazier and Mary Matthews Cooper Just. At the age of 13, Just enrolled in the Academy of South Carolina State College in Orangeburg, South Carolina, which was a public school for African Americans. He would remain there from 1896 to 1899. In 1899, he left South Carolina and worked his way to New York, where he soon learned of a new academy, Kimball Union Academy in New Hampshire, and enrolled in the fall of 1990. He completed the four-year program in this academy in 3 years, finishing as the top student in his class, as well as presiding over the debating team and editor of the student's newspaper. Just was then awarded a scholarship from Dartmouth College and continued his career as an outstanding scholar. He excelled in biology, history, and sociology with special honors in zoology. Now, Dr. Just graduated in 1907 and was the only student to graduate magna cum laude with a BA degree. Because of his high grades, he was given membership in the prestigious Honor Society, Phi Beta Kappa, and was also awarded the Rufus Choate Scholarship, the highest award given to an undergraduate at Dartmouth College. Now, just because Dr. Just was a brilliant student and graduated with many high honors, he, too, faced the same racial prejudices like other brilliant African-Americans face. No one was willing to give him a job. It was at Howard University where he secured employment in the English and Rhetoric Department in 1907. In addition to being an instructor, he was the founder of the College Dramatic Club, as well as a founding member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity. In 1909, Just began his studies for his PhD in zoology. And he was doing this while at Howard University. It was also at Howard that he established a separate department in zoology in 1910. He would graduate from the University of Chicago with his PhD in 1916. That same year, 1909, when he began his studies for his PhD degree, his first summer was at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, studying and conducting research on sea life. He would return every summer for 19 of the next 20 years. Now, he was influenced and supported by Frank R. Lilly, a University of Chicago professor. And throughout their career, Lilly and Just investigated the breeding habits of sea life, mainly sea urchins and marine worms. Over the next 9 years, he would have 9 more papers published before he received his doctoral degree. Over the next 10 years, he would have 38 papers and a book entitled General Cytology. Just also wrote several other books entitled The Biology of Cell Surface and Basic Methods for Experiments in Eggs of Marine Animals. He would continue to teach classes in the medical, dental, pharmacy, and zoological departments at Howard University. In 1920, Just's career took a new turn. He was introduced to the famous philanthropist Julius Rosenthal, who felt that Just was being denied access to the best equipment, research staff, and facilities that whites had access to. Thus, in a series of grants that were written for Dr. Just, money began to flow in to support his work and his research, such as the Rosenwald Fund, the Rockefeller Foundation, General Education Board, the Carnegie Foundation, among the many. Just's main area of embryology experimentation was investigating cell division, mutations, and fertilization. He claimed to be the first scientist to have increased the number of chromosomes in an animal. Lilly, his mentor and friend and co-worker, described Just's work, saying, "Just indicated that his work is so complicated that it would become a theme for study for many years to come." In 1930, Just was one of 12 scientists invited to Italy to address the general session of the 11th International Congress of Zoology. Just revolutionary ideas and research was instrumental in the direction in which biology was headed. With the support of grants that began pouring in, Just had to abandon his research at Woods Hole Laboratory, as well as his teaching position at Howard University. And this enabled him to spend more time in the research labs of Europe. Just was the first American to work at the much regarded labs in Europe, such as the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Biology in Berlin, the Zoological Lab in Naples, Italy, and also biological laboratories at the University of Paris and Sorbonne. just also spent a lot of time in the labs and classrooms, but he also found time for social life. He enjoyed the cultural life in Europe, especially in the European scientific communities, where he was drawn to the artistic, social, and cultural life of France, Greece, and Italy. In 1912, he married his first wife, Ethel Highvarden. From this union, three children, one boy, two girls, were born, but they were divorced in 1939. His second wife, whom he met in Berlin, and from this union, one girl was born. However, when Hitler came to power in 1938, all foreigners had to leave Germany. Just was exhausted and in poor health. And it was some indication that he also had cancer. But he was able to move his family to France so he could continue his research. Yet, when France and Germany went to war in 1939, Just and his family were unable to leave Paris before it fell to the invading Germans. How yet, Just was captured, held as a prisoner of war camp. His family was also incarcerated to a degree, but his wife had political connections, and she was able to get her husband released from prison, and his family immediately sailed for America. Just was not only in failing health, as I said before, but he had his only hopes was to return to Howard University. In 1938, Just applied for back pay, sick leave, and half pay, and his retirement income. However, Howard's officials agreed to the sick pay, but rejected his retirement claim. They felt it would be unfair for Just to retire at the age of 55 on a small amount. Instead, Howard wanted him to return full time and gave him leave without pay for the 1940 academic year. Yet again, Just was reinstated in 1940 to teach the 1940-41 academic year. This would be his last year. Dr. Ernest Everett Just died on October 27, 1941, of cancer and was buried in the Lincoln Cemetery in Washington, D.C. Now, Dr. Just possessed superior and disciplined intelligence. These are the main ingredients for a successful scientist. Dr. Just never received the popular recognition as George Washington Carver. At the same time, Dr. Carver never gained the respect and admiration from other scientists like Just. Charles Drew, who followed Just as an instructor and researcher at Howard, said Just was a biologist of unusual skill and the greatest of our original thinkers in the field. One of the other honors he received was in 1996 when the United States Postal Service honored him on a postage stamp. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this message, this lesson. Bye-bye for now.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.